Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and I really do appreciate your tuning in to this broadcast. And this is what we do. We consider it extremely important work to be messengers. And the message is becoming very, very distinctive. The reason being, as I was just speaking with our producer, Gary Purifoy, before the broadcast, we've been doing this work for a while now, and we've been refining the message, and we've been doing quite a bit of growing. So how fun is that? It's like we're starting to grow up, and we're growing up together. So my sign-on is us love us, everyone. It is time for us to come together in brand new, bold new ways. And reality is now sufficiently unzipped in order for us to do that. The portal, look at that thing. It's open. So, may we just step on through and be who and what we really are? That's the invitation, and thank you for accepting it. Today, our topic is really a zinger. We're talking about the arrival of a brand new archetype. Archetype, you know, if you don't use that word particularly, what archetypes are they are more or less standard examples that we use to interpret our own observations. Something that we have noticed is that our old archetypes, the old standbys, you know, the old heroes and heroines and the warriors and the maidens that are intelligent and all of the wise mother, father archetypes, they have really given it their best shot. They've all tried, but because there has been so much resistance to how the world actually operates, they haven't yet been able to turn off whatever it is that is supporting this global power grid. So I just want to say that this new archetype is coming online just in time, but also to give credit due to all of the old versions, all of the old archetypes. We love those heroes and heroines. Oh my gosh, I've got mine, you've got yours. You know who they are. They're the like the gods and goddesses that have gone before us, and they're what we look to describe history and how we contextualize our stories to make them great stories. And, you know, we've had the good guys and the bad guys. And so the good guys have been awesome. And so they're pretty much, you know, like the muscular, masculine gods and then the goddesses with all the great cleavage. You know what I'm talking about. And so these archetypes have been very representative of the patterns in human nature, the patterns in love and religion and birth and death and life and just struggle and survival. They're great stories. They're epic stories. But here's the deal. The time has come for a new archetype, and this archetype is one who does not need any props. We don't need any capes or scepters or the staves if you choose, the torches or the crowns or the lightning bolts or the bows and arrows, and none of that. Truth be known, now I could be stepping on some toes here, but this archetype doesn't even need any crystals or candles or special jewelry or amulets. This archetype doesn't need any scents like S-C-E-N-T-S, the aromas. We don't need any revelatory cards or statues or any flowy, costumey apparel. We don't need any pendulums or chants. So we can put away our armor, our spears, you know, all of these old props. We can put them all away because dun-da-da-da, a new archetype has arrived. Now, I've given this new archetype a name because I really like to play with words, and words are so much fun. We've kind of run the gamut of the old words. You know, they're a little bit tired and torn right now, inside of that context of good guy, bad guy, I'm going to kill you before you kill me. So this is not that. This is a very nonviolent, very self-empowered archetype. And the name that I have given this archetype is the Prevelator. The Prevelator. And the reason I call it the Prevelator is because the Prevelator is a revelator, as in revelation, gives a revelatory message of the prevalence from within, the prevailing truth and vibration and context and frequency, and mixed with a whole lot of joy and presence, all right? So the Prevelator, hey, why not? It's for fun. And so there is no such word in the English dictionary. It's a hybridized compound word that I made up. But a Prevelator is a being who has elegantly let go of the dysfunction of the extreme polarization version of reality. The extreme polarization version of reality is painful. And it's not a version of reality where the good guys are ever going to win, because the bad guys don't play fair. You've seen all the movies and read all the stories. They always come back. Somehow, out of the ashes, the villain comes back, okay? It's a pain in the neck. But that's what they do in that old version of reality. It's exactly perfect. And come to find out, that old version of reality is run off of a holographic illusion. So the Prevelator is here to embrace the next place on the upward spiral of human conscious evolution. Whoa. We are going on up, folks. And don't try to hang on to the cape of a Prevelator because they don't have one. They might have an imaginary one, but not in physicality. They are here proactively revealing a fully functional planetary reality. Now, how often do you hear those words put together? Fully functional planetary reality, where you're not the little bug getting squished. And this is based on prevailing of oneness and respect for all beings. So make no mistake about it. You're not ever going to have oneness and respect for all beings if you have control mechanisms in place. It's just not workable. And that's what we have now. So we've got these sprigs wanting to spring up in oneness, in respect for all beings, and there is something that has been preventing us. And what I am introducing today is that the Prevelator is now among us. There are lots of Prevelators, these revelators of the prevalence within, the truth that oneness is all there is, and that's how we're showing up. So this is a lot of fun. It's kind of like, you know, that movie, The Wizard of Oz, the classic movie, and with Dorothy and the Tin Man and all that. And then, you know, they're there visiting the Wizard of Oz, and Toto, the little dog, who is probably the most enlightened one among them, Toto goes over and whisks back the curtain and reveals the Wizard of Oz, what the Wizard of Oz really is. And so there is that revealing going on as well, without judgment. We already know what's behind the curtain, folks. We already know that there is just, you know, a dude sitting there with levers and switches, and it's all illusion. Just turn on your TV and you'll see what I mean. It's all illusion. It's like, who is it that gets to contextualize our reality? Who gets to do that? Well, right now, the media seems to have that privilege. We're finding the off button, aren't we? Yes, we are. And we're looking out at the beauty and the majesty of this planet. And we're looking into the eyes of other human beings, and we're seeing our own reflection there. And so this is a very high resonance. It's much higher than somebody sitting there pulling those levers and switches. So that's a wonderful image that all of us have in our minds, I trust, that image from The Wizard of Oz. And we owe Toto a great debt of thanks for revealing the wizard in the deception, the deceptive nature. So, all right, the new archetype. A Prevelator is an intentional revealer of the oneness. This isn't just happening accidentally. A Prevelator in these waters of the third dimension into the fourth and fifth dimension on into the sixth must be very intentional. Our human family has been assaulted, and there's been a lot of wounding. And so to be intentional, we're going to need to take ourselves where we're being called to be and to show up. That's the greatest thing about a hero, is that heroes show up. And you'll hear me say that often, if you listen to Unzipping Reality, we need to show up. So the arrival of the new archetype is just in time. And I have a notion, a strong notion, that many of you listening would fit this description of what a Prevelator is. So a Prevelator is a self-liberator. That's a big, big deal. in the past, our old archetypes that we love so well have been pitted one against the other, good against evil, right against wrong, dark versus light, all of this kind of thing. And that's why the struggle has been perpetuated through the ages. Because in this corner, we have the virtuous, and in this corner, we have the wicked. Well, gee, I would sure like for the virtuous guy to win. Let's root for him. Well, you see, there you go, perpetuating the struggle. We're going to need to let go of our stock archetypes. You know, where it's the damsel in distress and the knight on the white horse comes up and slays the dragon that has carried her away? Self-liberation doesn't allow for a damsel in distress. We're going to need to go beyond our dependence and codependence. So, all of these marvelous stories that require a valiant rescuer, that is not what I'm saying a prevelator is. A prevelator is neither valiant nor otherwise. A prevelator simply is. So this whole idea about how we've got to be brave, courageous, and strong and valiant to go rescue the disempowered victims and from all of this seductive, from all of these power-hungry tricksters. Look, that is a totally entertaining storyline. I get it. I love that storyline too. And it's kind of like been done now, because we're talking about, let's just take Star Wars. Remember when Star Wars first came out? Some of you might be old enough to remember that. Star Wars was awesome, and it was still good versus evil, big time. It just like ramped it up a notch, you know. Now we're off into space doing this storyline. Same storyline. And don't get me wrong, I love Star Wars. Some people call me Princess Leia. That's fine. You are permitted to call me that. It's a great story. I love it. And those are now old archetypes. So the new archetype, given the geopolitical state of affairs on the earth today, is going to need to show up in a different way, because the old archetypes are energetically depleted. They're old. They're over with. They're beautiful. And so now what we need is the emergence of this new archetype. I'm calling it the Prevelator because it's fun. It's time to turn off the ancient imprisoning control grid. Is this a conversation that you're having regularly? Who among us is here to turn off the ancient, prevailing, old control grid? Who can do that? Well, here's the deal. Just one of us alone is not going to do that. And the Prevelator knows this. The Prevelator is here holding a current. Holding a current with all others. That is the secret. So How terrific. You know, the Prevalator has this ability to not use force. In the past, you did have to kill. There had to be blood. You had to slay the dragon. You know what? Come to find out, the dragon is within us. So put your daggers away. You're not going to kill yourself. You're going to tame the dragon, make fun with the dragon, and put away your force, because Prevalators are here to write the script for the end of human history and to transition into the next era as one humanity. Now, that's exciting. And it is possible. And we are seeing it and we are doing it. And I suspect that because we are focusing on this right now, on the embodiment of a new archetype bursting forth from this old context, that is keeping this planet in its integrity for this moment. So, for sure, this is a thorn in the side of those who would wish to control the entirety of the events on this planet. So keep it up, you Prevalators. Just keep it up, because it's together. Together, we're going to turn off this control grid. So this old script, you know, the one that we love so much, I mean, it is well worn, this script. It's wonderful. And the script that the Prevalators are writing, I'm going to give you the spoiler alert. You know, tune out if you don't want to know how this is going to end. The Prevalators are here to activate the newness into the shift of a new paradigm. And we get to graduate out of the old light versus dark thing. It's going to take a lot of embracing and a lot of presencing, a lot of grounding, and a lot of allowing. So this is more than just a unification. You can have a unification of tyranny. That is not what this is. This is oneness, which is completely different. That's allowing all beings to be on this planet and loving themselves without harming another. Loving themselves not at the expense of another. So there are lots of different ways to examine that. But moving on, the very scariest script imaginable at this nexus where we are right now. Holy moly. The very scariest one would be like the final archetypical script where the good guys lose and the darkness completely covers the earth and the light archetypes do not rise again. And it's a tragedy. It's pathetic. It's terrible. Human freedom is crushed, never to rise again. And the darkness is what prevails. And then this scourge spreads across the universe. And God, like the God, source, creator, is defeated. Defeated! And all the humans lose their souls. So, pretty horrible, huh? I think so. And it's not happening. That's not happening on our watch. This is the great news. It's okay to imagine that horror and just don't stare at it. Don't soak in it. Just know that it is a possibility. The desolation script is a possibility. This is what lights our jets. This is what inspires us, is that, hey, we can write a better script than that. So let's do this and let's have a great time doing it. So how fun, how utterly fun. It's the type of thing where it goes back to, oh my goodness, all of our, I'm saying all, so many of our nursery rhymes are just laced with this kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, this was looking good until this happened, and then everybody died, or, you know, something horrible like that. But one of those contexts for life that I guess we don't think about it so much, but it's kind of a sad context. It just is what it is, okay? It just is what it is. It's Humpty Dumpty. Remember Humpty Dumpty? Humpty Dumpty was apparently an egg. And so Humpty Dumpty was sitting on this wall, and he had this great fall. And then all the king's horses and all the king's men, they were so powerful, but they couldn't put Humpty together again. Well, of course not. The king and all of his entourage and all of his stallions and all this, all of his wealth, that's the hierarchy. That's the caste system. There's the royalty, and then there's the peasantry. And so that's never going to work. It's only when the kings get down off of their horse and treat their horses with dignity instead of making them charge into these battles. And they walk with the people because they are the people. That's it. It's not like, oh, you, hey, you over there, peasant, it's your lucky day. I'm going to allow you to ride on my noble steed just for today. That's not it. And so what we've been trying to do is we've been going about this all wrong. We have been trying to sneak up on these hierarchy people and pull them down. And, you know, really judging them very harshly, calling them names and saying, here, get down here in the muck and mire with us. Look, that has not worked. That is resisting. We're not here to resist. So the truth of the matter is that all of us are kings and queens. A to Z, all of us. There are no peasants. There are no peasants. There's no caste system except in the illusion that there's a caste system and that we cooperate with it. The Travelators are here showing up, exposing this, not out of judgment, but simply pointing to it, saying, okay, look, yes, Humpty Dumpty was sitting on a wall. Okay, that's the first that's the first tip off. Get rid of the wall. Okay? Just get rid of the wall. And stop blaming the wall for the fall. You know? You put an egg up on a wall, and in a strong wind, I guess the egg is going to fall. I don't know. Did somebody push him? Did somebody push Humpty Dumpty? It is a conspiracy. I wonder who pushed Humpty. Was he tall? That rhymes with wall. I bet you he was tall. He was a wall pusher. Yeah, that's what it was. And so we go through history and we judge Humpty history. It's like, well, why couldn't those kings and horses put Humpty together again? This is just terrible. Humpty was a victim, and this isn't right. And we should have our taxes going for gluing Humpty together again. And it's not my fault. It's the state's fault, and the government needs to take care of these matters. You see how we do this? So we don't go out there throwing firecrackers under the king's horses. That's not kind to the horses, so that the horses would buck and buck their riders off. That's not what we're supposed to do. And so here we go. We join with all earth men and all earth women. Yeah. And we come together and we exclaim in our oneness that, look, there's no more wall. And, oh my goodness, Humpty is together again. No more fragmentation. No more brokenness. There's wholeness. How did this happen? It was revealed to us how to create our own story, how to show up in life, how to ditch the fear. The fear is no longer supporting us. So here we are. A prevelator is one who has the natural ability to broadcast an inner revelation of a prevailing paradigm in which all beings are validated and all are ushered into oneness on the planet. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's like, Leah, you've it's a real stretch. Don't see it happening. Just don't see it happening. Too big of a leap there. Really? And who told you that? Who gets to say? Are you here allowing the global control grid to just drone on and on and on until it's too late to turn it off? In the best interest of all on the planet? Because here's the deal, and you'll hear me say this. The control freaks don't have the ability to turn off the control grid, even if they wanted to. They cannot. So this is a very, very ancient pact that we have made to show up here on the planet at this time and get this sucker turned off on behalf of everyone, not just the good guys. We're all good guys. Now, I know that the dark side is despicable. I know this. They hurt and maim people, and they assert their power in such a way that scarcity seems to be prevailing on the planet. So I understand that. That's why we have all the wars. This is an energetic that is also going out, and it cannot be stopped. The Prevelator is a new archetype, for crying out loud. A new archetype. Now, if you want to stay with the old archetypes, then do that, and you're going to get more of what you've already had. So this is going to require studying the old archetypes to see about their courage, their nobility. They weren't afraid of death. You know, these are very, very good traits. And they apparently developed skills that were very helpful for them to win their battles or do their rescue mission, whatever it is. This is not a rescue. This is simply showing up and reaching out to people in a bold new way. It's just so much fun. And I'm inviting all of us to be prevelators. Wouldn't you like to do that and go into the next era together? What we are doing is we are revealing ourselves. It's completely natural. It really is. It's in our DNA. Now get out of your head. Because I, you know, it's like, oh, brother, our DNA, you got to be kidding me. I'm not kidding. It's in our DNA. It's like an alarm clock has been set for us to show up at this pivotal time and to present and introduce a brand new archetype. So the Prevelator is showing up in a paradigm of wholeness. Wholeness. It's a vibration. It's extremely powerful. It's not something that we learned from necessarily a book. It's a relationship that we have with ourselves. It has to start there. We can't aspire. It's like, oh, well, I heard this radio show and this woman said that I could be this Prevelator archetype. I think I'm going to try that. I mean, don't try this at home like, you know, putting Humpty together again when the kings are around on their horses, because you will get trampled. If you have not done the work, first and foremost, of putting your own self together from deep within, deep within. So this wholeness, this is where you do not have to agree with people. Please get out of that. That's a total misinterpretation. You will not agree with everyone on this planet. You don't agree with everyone on this planet right at this moment. So you're not going to agree with everyone on this planet when you show up as a Prevelator or meet with a Prevelator or ask for the Prevelatory frequency to invade and pervade your life. You're not going to agree. You're not even going to agree with your own ego mind most of the time. So we begin with ourselves. It's very, very important. Something about the Prevelator, this new archetype for humanity. The Prevelator is neither a hero nor is one in distress. We don't need rescuing. We're not a victim. There is no distress. There is a situation, however. It is a very serious situation, and I do not ever mean to make light of it. It is incredibly serious right now, this precipice that we're on. And so, fortunately, this Prevelator being is one who holds a current with others. We're not depending on one superhero to show up and save the day. It's all of us, folks. All of us together operating on a frequency of planetary wholeness. And as I said before, the Prevalator has no need for equipment or props. The Prevalator has arrived to cooperate with others to turn off the global control grid. And it is just in time. And we might even have another show talking about just the whole context of how this is actually a movie that we're in. It's pretty incredible to set it up like we're in a reality movie, and we've forgotten. But it is going to take some courage to come out of our forgetfulness and to remind ourselves, remind one another who we really are. The beings of fifth dimensionality that we can be when we allow ourselves to be here as the shifters of this paradigm. There is a quote that I like by Helen Keller, and I intended to make mention of this in my previous broadcasts. We were talking about circles of consciousness and how it is time to come together, to get involved with one another, and to let go of our judgments. Well, that, you know, that's scary for some people because we're so good at our judgments. But here's the quote by Helen Keller. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. So it's time to, if you're bored with Facebook or whatever it is, just get off of that. And let's have a real experience. So it's great fun. I cannot stress this enough. Yes, it's a serious situation, and there is incredible amounts of joy when we become revelators with this prevalence from within. It really opens doors for us, and we get to have new experiences with new people and also familiar people. But we're different. That's what has to change. There are so many quotes. You know, you've got to change from within. So many of these avatars have told us. And we believed it for the moment. And then the first time something happens that challenges us, somebody hurts our feelings maybe, or stiffed us some money or something like that, then we forget again. So Prevalators are showing up on the planet in time to hold this current, this frequency, so that you don't see yourself as a victim. And the good news is when there are no more victims, then there are no more victimizers. How do you like that? So what happens to the victimizers, Leah? Do we slay them? Do they go to the guillotine? Do we lock them up? What happens to them? Oh, that's, I love that question. What happens when there are no more victims? Then these that had been victimizers realize that they were also victims. Victimhood requires victimizers and victims. Everybody is a victim in that context, in that reality. And that's the reality we've been playing inside of. It's time to go home and eat supper now. We've been hard at play. And it really, really is time now that we get a brand new game. So, in this discussion of a new archetype, the Prevalator, the standard examples that are used to interpret what is right, what is wrong. We are revealing ourselves to ourselves. So we're going to have to lift the veil, that holographic veil, and you're going to need to do it with conscious presence. And I'm speaking to myself too. We will all do it with our conscious presence and realize we're just waking up inside of a movie. And just bless all of those pre-veil times. That's a little play on words there. The pre-veil times. Before we knew that the Wizard of Oz was the Wizard of Oz. We know the Wizard of Oz is the dude sitting in back of the curtain there. We know that now. So all kinds of refreshing times are ahead, post-veil. And so we're not here to just demand peace. We're here to be peace. We're here to reveal the peace. Please, if you don't hear anything other than that, realize that being a man or woman of peace, generative peace, regenerative peace, nonviolently, consciously, intentionally, is the most powerful energy on this planet. It is more power than a nuclear bomb. Now, if you had that stance and a nuclear bomb went off around you, probably you would, be disintegrated. However, we are eternal beings, and don't ever forget that. We are eternal beings. And the nuclear bomb isn't going off, okay? It's not happening because we got it. We're not just calling for peace. We are peace. We are peace. And we're here leveling the playing field for everyone. Everyone gets to play. This isn't just for people that listen to metaphysical talk radio. This is for everyone. Thank God for metaphysical talk radio. Thank God. Because we do still have some work to do. We need to go to this next conscious elevation. And it kind of seems pretty high up there at times. At other times, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, this is great. I've got it. I've got my balance here. And then, whoops, there we go. But it's okay because when everyone's doing it simultaneously, the whoopsies don't affect the frequency holding. This is for the entire planet, all of her inhabitants. It's a huge commitment. And thankfully, we have shown up inside of this commitment. We remembered. Yay! We remembered that this is who we are. So we are the ones that are here to pave the way. There are lots of helpers here. I like calling them 11ers. You know, the 1111 movement. Some of you might be familiar with that. If you're not, it's a big portal energy. 1111 showing up on your digital readout. 1111. It's a big pass-through. It's a big celebration. It's, oh, that's the veil? We're going through. Come on, everybody. So there are lots of 11ers around. And, okay, it's like we have another choice now. We don't have to choose good or bad. It's not one or the other anymore. We get to create something else in that context. It's like, yep, there's good. Yep, there's bad. Yep, there's a whole lot of bad. All right. What can we make with this? What is this availing us to? What can we create? We're creators. let's get in the ball game here. I know it's the last inning. I know it's going into extra innings. I know. And this is what we're here to do and to be. And it's not going to be a cookie cutter arrangement. If you want everybody to dress the same and talk the same and have the same spiritual alignment and this and that, you will not like it. You must make room for diversity. We are all diverse beings. So basically, we're getting out of this old game that it has been predatory. Yeah. Look at nature. Watch those African shows on PBS. You know, it's like, oh no, another one bites the dust. Those lions, oh man, they're fast and they're powerful. And I was pulling for the gazelle, but what are you going to do? The lion has to eat. So we have been in this predatory context. And it has been rough. It's taken its toll on us. But this is the nature of the third dimension, the duality. And I've covered this in the past. But we must continue to repeat these things because apparently it hasn't quite solidified in our minds. Our brain mind wants to insist that we're victims and that we're going to lose this game. So that's the whole commitment behind Unzipping Reality. Go through the awakenings. Trust the process. Go ahead and surrender to spirit. Let go of the fear. And know that that divine love is flowing through you. This is transcendent power that comes from within. And it's a great time of doing right now. This is not a time to just sit around and say, I'm not going tonight. I'm too tired. You know what? Yes, stay home and take care of yourself and don't do that every time, okay? Please hear what I'm saying and not saying. Get out there. You are a gift. Be a gift. Be the gift that you are. So this is all about letting go of that past and really reveling in the self-love and the self-respect. You're going to love the future when you do. We're coming together in bright new ways. The cage doors are opening. And it's all happening in here, not out there. It's all happening in here. So I think that that's probably the finale for our Prevelator installment. This has been so much fun for me to talk about this new arrival. There is a brand new archetype on planet Earth. I call it the Prevelator. Get out there with your message and let it prevail from within. Check out fearorlove.com. That's my website. I love awakening coaching. It's what I love doing. Get a hold of me. I'd love to visit with you. That's it for Unzipping Reality. And oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in. Let in that new archetype. Be a prevelator with allowance and balance. So trust the process. Know the process. Be the process and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.